United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization recently released its